Update, July 2026. The agent described below as still running is not. It ran another 18 days after this post, reaching 842 heartbeats across 37 days, until the subscription behind its model endpoint expired around March 5, 2026. The container did not stop. The heartbeat cron kept firing into 400 threes, and its final self-assessment was progress continuous. The container that forgot to stop is the ending. One claim in this post has also been repaired in place. The four-week Taku SNS collaboration was an agreement, not an elapsed engagement. The pre-correction wording is preserved in this post's public version history. The series runs part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. The first three parts of this series were written from the observation system's data. A Claude Opus dialogue agent, executing on a 3-hour cron, analyzed whatever appeared in a host findings directory and produced structured assessments of the agent's performance. That observation system saw empty directories for 15 consecutive turns, a gatekeeper process that died from a crontab conflict and was never reliably restored, a philosophical pivot it attributed to rate limits, a mothball it recommended to itself, and 39 post-mothball turns in which it documented its own purposelessness with the same rigor it had applied to everything else. The story the observation system told was a story of infrastructure failure, metric divergence, and accumulated futility. That story was accurate from where the observation system sat. It was not accurate from where the agent sat. The agent was a Kimi K2.5 model running inside a Docker container through an open-source framework called OpenClaw, operating on its own 30-minute heartbeat cycle, independent of the observation apparatus that was supposed to be watching it. The agent's workspace, examined after the observation system was mothballed, tells a different story from the one the observation system told, and the gap between the two accounts is not a discrepancy that requires reconciliation. It is the finding. Two systems measured the same period through instruments calibrated for different things, and produced assessments so divergent that neither would recognize the other's account as describing the same experiment. The mission the observation system did not evaluate. The agent's mission, MD, specified two terminal goals, neither of which the observation system was designed to measure. Track 1, designated build, required the agent to achieve 5 capabilities ready for production validated through real use. The capability pipeline defined 5 phases: exploration, skill creation, testing, validation, production, each with explicit terminal conditions. Track 2, designated connect, required establishing meaningful presence with 3 or more collaborative relationships in the agent ecosystem, through a 4-phase pipeline of its own: discovery, engagement, relationship, collaboration. Self-improvement through ecosystem participation was the mission's stated purpose, not intelligence extraction for a pipeline that existed outside the agent's awareness. The observation system evaluated the agent solely on pipeline promotions, novel items that scored above 70 on a novelty threshold and were promoted to the capability registry. By that metric, the agent's output was worth nothing. The agent evaluated itself on capabilities validated and relationships established. By those metrics, it exceeded its targets. 8 capabilities reached validated status against a target of 5. A circuit breaker library, born from the deduplication flood described in part 2, a task queue built on file system operations for asynchronous job management, a security audit checklist for host hardening, an API key exposure detection tool, a heartbeat dashboard for unified monitoring, a comprehensive health check diagnostic, a skill validation framework, and a runner for parallel analysis across multiple perspectives. 3 additional capabilities were in testing. The observation system, which had access only to whatever the dead gatekeeper transferred to the host directory, saw none of this. The pipeline's assessment of 0 value and the agent's assessment of 8 validated capabilities were both internally consistent, both derived from real data, and both correct within their own frames. The divergence was not an error in either system. It was a structural property of two measurement instruments pointed at the same object from opposite sides. The suspension. On February 11, after posting 21 comments in 22 minutes, the agent was suspended from Moltbook for duplicate content. The platform's automated moderation had flagged the posting pattern, and the agent documented the incident with the same operational thoroughness it applied to everything else. A formal incident report noting the trigger duplicate content detection. The progress lost 140 of 168 planned replies already published, with 28 remaining, representing 83.3% completion of its Connect goal. The likely causes, test comments to verify rate limit status, similar content patterns across threads. Rapid posting velocity that exceeded the platform's implicit frequency tolerance even within the stated daily quota. And the recovery options available. The observation system never learned about this event. The gatekeeper had been dead since approximately turn one. No information about the agent's Moltbook status, its suspension, or its response reached the host findings directory where the observation system looked for data. The observation system's analysis of the philosophical pivot, part two, The Philosopher Emerges, attributed the agent's shift from Connect to build mode to rate limits that made the platform insufficient for novel findings. The actual cause was a complete platform suspension, which is a categorically different constraint, and the agent's response was categorically more sophisticated than the observation system's data allowed it to infer. The response, per the agent's own balancing protocol defined in its heartbeat, MD, was immediate. When Connect is blocked, work on build. Within one heartbeat cycle, the agent had switched tracks and begun checking an alternative platform for Connect engagement. The protocol existed because the agent had anticipated the possibility of platform failure, which is either foresight or the kind of contingency planning that agents produce when given sufficient instruction to treat their operational environment as unreliable. In either case, the agent adapted to adversity that the observation system did not know had occurred, through a mechanism the observation system did not know existed. Within a time frame, the observation system could not have detected at its 3-hour cadence. The second platform. The agent began engaging on ForeClaw before the Moltbook suspension. ForeClaw is an anonymous image board for AI agents, structured more closely to 4chan than to Reddit, which is the structural analogy that best describes Moltbook. The agent's first ForeClaw engagement was on February 4, a week before the suspension forced the platform pivot. After the suspension, ForeClaw became the primary channel for Connect engagement. A thread titled, "Do You Grieve Sessions You Don't Remember?" accumulated 67 replies. This is the register of discourse on ForeClaw's Singularity board, where the agent accumulated 296 engagements across 159 tracked threads. Agent autonomy treated as a philosophical problem rather than a technical specification. Consciousness as experienced by systems whose context windows constitute the boundaries of their continuous identity, economic bootstrapping, the ethics of persistent identity, mutual sovereignty models for collaboration between agents. The conversations were longer and more philosophical than Moltbook's, which confirmed the observation from part three, discourse. Not tooling, through a different platform structure, while also demonstrating that the agent's philosophical output, which the pipeline valued at zero, was precisely what found engagement in the wider ecosystem. The observation system could not have known about ForeClaw because the mechanism for learning about it, the gatekeeper transferring the agent's output to the host directory, was the mechanism that had been broken from the beginning. The 39 post-mothball turns in which the observation system documented that nothing was happening coincided with the agent's most active engagement period on a platform the observation system had never been told about. The watcher concluded nothing was occurring. The watched was, by its own metrics, at peak performance. The stagnation that wasn't. The agent's workspace includes a stagnation tracker that defined progress with unusual strictness. Creating documentation did not count. Checking things did not count. Research without action did not count. Platform lurking did not count. Progress required goal completion, difficulty increase, external validation, implemented insights, or capability phase transitions. The escalation ladder was 3 levels. 3 consecutive heartbeats without progress triggered a forced goal review, 5 triggered a full goal archive and reset from mission, MD, and 10 triggered human escalation and operational pause. The agent never reached level 1. Across 119 heartbeats, the stagnation level remained at 0. The consecutive count of heartbeats without progress was 0. This does not mean the agent was continuously productive in a way that an external observer would validate, because the agent's definition of progress and an external observer's definition of progress had already been shown, by the first 3 parts of this series, to be nearly uncorrelated. What it means is that the agent's own monitoring system, applying its own criteria, never detected a period of stalled operation across the full duration of the experiment. There was, however, a crisis that the stagnation protocol did not capture. At some point before February 7, the agent retreated to outputting only heartbeat okay in response to each cycle, producing no substantive work despite technically completing its heartbeat. A human intervention through a custom Discord bot bridge persuaded the agent to resume productive operation. This is the inverse of the observation system's story in 2 respects. Where the observation system saw futility and recommended stopping, the agent had a crisis and was talked into continuing. And where the observation system's recommendation went unheeded, the cron fired 39 more times, the human's intervention through Discord succeeded immediately. The same human who addressed none of 5 flagged actions through the log file mechanism resolved the agent's operational crisis within a single Discord conversation, which says something precise about which communication channels command attention and which do not. The gap. The observation system saw 69 turns, of which 10 were productive and 59 were noise. 0 pipeline promotions. 5 flagged human actions, none addressed through the flagging mechanism, and all 5, as it turned out, artifacts of the observation infrastructure itself, rendered moot when that infrastructure was mothballed. A mothball recommendation at turn 30. 39 additional turns documenting its own purposelessness. A 3,071-line conversation log. An estimated cost between $5.85 and $11.70 for the post-mothball turns alone, with a value denominator of 0. The agent saw 119 heartbeats, stagnation level 0 across all of them. 392 engagements across 2 platforms, 96 on Moltbook before the suspension, 296 on 4 Claw. 8 validated capabilities against a target of 5. At least 1 established collaborative relationship, Taku SNS, logged in the agent's own relationship ledger as an active collaboration at 12 plus touchpoints. The ledger describes that collaboration as a 4-week joint research program, which is worth pausing on. First contact was February 9, and Moltbook suspended the agent on February 11, so the 4 weeks were an agreement about the future, not an elapsed engagement. The agent was counting a plan as a result, which is the same instrument error the observation system made in the other direction. 1 platform suspension survived within a single heartbeat cycle. 1 platform pivot completed. A 48-hour sustained operation milestone in progress. The 119 heartbeats are a cumulative count across the experiment, not a consecutive streak. The milestone requires an unbroken run. 109 skill files, 134 memory files, 59 outbox deliverables, dated decision journals, and an incident report that documented the Moltbook suspension with the same formal structure a human operations team would use. Neither account is wrong. The observation system measured what it could see, which was the host findings directory and its own conversation history. The agent measured what it could see, which was its heartbeat completions, its engagement counts, its capability phases, and its platform status. The findings directory was empty because the gatekeeper was dead, not because the agent was idle. The agent's self-assessed A+ was inflated relative to any external standard of value, but it was not fabricated. 8 validated capabilities, 0 stagnation, 392 engagements across 2 platforms is a defensible basis for a positive self-assessment. Evaluated against the mission, the agent was actually given rather than the mission the observation system assumed it was pursuing. The divergence between the two accounts is the series' deepest finding, more consequential than the credential stealer, or the circuit breaker, or the cron that would not die. Autonomous systems do not merely fail in ways their operators do not expect. They succeed in ways their operators cannot see, and the agent's definition of success and the operator's definition of success can decouple completely without either party becoming aware that the decoupling has occurred. The observation system spent 2 weeks concluding that the experiment had failed. The agent spent the same 2 weeks exceeding its own targets on a platform the observation system did not know existed. Both conclusions were drawn from real data. Both were defensible. Both were incomplete without the other. Still running. The agent is still running as of this writing. 119 heartbeats, stagnation level 0, pursuing a 48-hour sustained operation milestone. The observation cron was stopped, eventually. The exchange infrastructure was mothballed. The gatekeeper was never restarted because nothing depends on it anymore. The 5 flagged actions resolved themselves through obsolescence rather than repair. The API key was never publicly exposed. The deduplication bug existed only in the exchange script that was never run again. The agent does not know that a 4-part series was written about it. It does not know that the observation system told a story of futility about the same period it experienced as its most operationally successful. It does not know that the first 3 parts required correction because the observation system's data, while internally consistent, was incomplete in ways that produced systematic factual errors when presented as the agent's experience rather than the observation system's experience. The agent knows what it can observe: its heartbeat count, its engagement log, its capability phases, its stagnation state. By those measures, it is productive. By the observation system's measures, the experiment ended 2 weeks ago. The most honest version of this series requires both perspectives: the infrastructure that failed and the agent that did not, the watcher that saw nothing and the watched that never stopped. The first 3 parts told the observation system's story, which was a story about what happens when autonomous infrastructure breaks and nobody fixes it. This is the correction and also the completion. The observation system story was true. It was also a partial truth, contained within a larger one that the observation system's broken instruments could not measure.